The Hays Chamber is currently exploring a new plan for insurance for its members. President and CEO Sarah Wassinger stops by to talk to us a little bit about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Those of you who have been paying attention for a couple of years now may have been aware, like you said, that we've tried to be proactive on putting together some affordable health insurance options for our chamber members. The last two attempts, unfortunately, at this point in time, have not been successful, which is why you're hearing us talk about a different version of the plan today. However, we are very excited about it because it's a name and insurance that people are very used to around here in Western Kansas and that they know and they trust. It's called Chamber Blue of Kansas.
Chamber Blue.
Chamber Blue.
So I'm seeing the logos. We're kind enough to hand me a little, I don't know what you call this thing.
A little booklet.
Booklet. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Chamber Blue. So is this designed for organizations like the Chamber?
Specifically for chambers of commerce across the state, actually.
Oh, cool.
So back it might even actually be closer to 5 years now, the state of Kansas had some legislative changes which allowed association health plans to kind of reemerge back into mainstream. And so this is essentially one of those programs to where chambers of commerce are going to be working with chambers of commerce executives of Kansas. So that's actually kind of our umbrella agency that is offering this association health plan. And then us as a Chamber of Commerce in Hays, we are a member to the CCEKS group. So because of that affiliation, we are able to then offer this plan to our chamber members. Was just reading through some emails yesterday. We are close to 40 chambers of commerce that are participating in this plan across
wow.
the state. Huge.
Yeah, because I'm thinking those earlier ones, not to keep harking back what we already talked about, but some of those earlier ones, I think you were maybe 8 to 10-ish in that range.
Right. So think of this as a more holistic approach because really we have more of the state of Kansas who's actively seeking this option. Obviously, healthcare insurance is through the roof right now. People's premiums have sustained increase over increase for the last, 5 to 10 years. So the goal of this plan is to essentially have all of us pool our resources together. And how businesses can find out more information, actually, is by attending one of our several events that we have coming up. There's a lot of information that is still kind of being put together, specifically the plans as well as deductibles and things of that. That information should be ready by the time we hit some of those informational sessions. Our first one is going to be a lunch and learn format. And that's actually going to be held on June 13th at noon at the venue at Thirsty's Brew Pub and Grill. So if you can go to the Hays Chamber website, whether you're a chamber member or not, you can come to this event. I want to specify that loud and clear. You don't have to be a chamber member to come learn about it. You would have to be a chamber member in order to take advantage of the plan. So we're asking for folks, whether they are currently chamber members or not, to come learn about the plan. And one of the unique things about this is what we've done in the past is there is a essentially kind of an interest survey that folks will have to take. And every single person that would take the health insurance would actually have to take that interest survey.
Okay, so you need them to do that survey if they even want the option later.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. So what that does is kind of think of it this way. You can't really rate a group or get proper premium prices in place and make sure that they're going to be valid quotes unless you kind of have that pre-data from that group that you're going to insure. So that's kind of how this works. So essentially, you can come to that June 13th event. We're going to have another one on July 13th. That'll be at 8 a.m. at the Press, Craft Kitchen and Cocktails at the Heritage Room. And we're going to be offering refreshments and breakfast pastries with that one. Our lunch and learn here in June, we are asking for folks to pay $12 for the meal for that. And then finally, our third of the ways to learn more about this opportunity would be our chamber chat that we're going to be hosting at the Welcome Center on August 5th. Now, those interest surveys that we talked about, James, they'll be available the month of August. So if you are a chamber member, we're going to be sending out a link to that survey and all of our Chamber Monday news blasts that month. And we'll also include that in our chamber newsletter. For people who are not chamber members that don't regularly receive our communication, though, it'll be very important for them. We'll likely submit a press release to you all, as well as have information on our website for how they can access that survey. If worst case comes to worse and they still can't access the information in any of those ways that we've shared just now, they can call our chamber office at 785-628-8201, and we will get them connected with all the appropriate resources.
Okay, very cool. You know, I'm curious with these sessions, these, you know, the lunch and learn and the other two sessions, are you going to have an online component with that? I know sometimes you do.
Great question.
Yeah.
So we kind of talked about what that could look like. We want to make sure that we're supporting our businesses that are hosting us at those events. So we're actually going to probably be doing a recording with our iPad and then probably uploading that in the July newsletter. So that'll still be a way for people to kind of access that information. We'll likely do the same thing with our July event too. That way, if we have refreshed content or new content that wasn't available in June, we'll do our best to kind of make sure all of that is accessible later on after the fact. So we'll likely just upload that as a YouTube video and then kind of link that out there on our website as well.
Okay, very cool. So yeah, I think about, because I'm looking at your times, like I couldn't go to any of those times if I was interested. So yeah, that's great. You'll be able to go back and review those at your leisure. But the survey, again, doesn't come out until August. So you've got plenty of time to learn about all this, even if you can or can't make those sessions.
Right. The biggest thing that we want people to think of is, you know, as a small business owner, one of your biggest expenses right now is probably going to be outside of payroll is your insurance. Whether or not you've been able to offer that up until now is probably questionable, too, depending on how successful your business is. We look at this as the Chamber of Commerce as, you know, there are so many challenges to our workforce already and being able to entice people to fill those spots that you have in your organization. So having strong benefits is very necessary right now in order to compete with your cohorts across the region. And so we just think this is going to be one more tool in that kit to make your business stand out above the crowd.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've seen, speaking of workforce challenges here in Hayes, couple businesses currently right now not able to open because they don't have the help. So yeah, absolutely. I think the insurance piece would be a big driver to being able to bring people in. You know, on that same note, I'm curious, you know, for those businesses that aren't chamber members, you mentioned that you don't have to be a chamber member to get this. And I think this is one of the conversations we had with the earlier versions of this plan. Was talking about, you know, the benefit to them to sign up to the chamber, because not only would you get access to this, you get access to all the other resources that we talk about, you know, weekly here.
Yes, absolutely. So they can not be they have to be a chamber member in order to sign the dotted line and get the insurance, but there's no commitment to buy. So if you come into this and you have, let's say, 10 employees for quick math's sake, and maybe four of them have spouses who they have insurance under, they would sign a waiver saying they don't want to participate because they already have insurance. Those other six would then go ahead and fill out that survey. And then in September of 2022, then they would have those rates released to them as the business owner. Once they would receive those rates, they would have an option to say, yes, we want to be included in the plan. No, we don't want to be included in the plan. At the point in time in which they say, yes, we want to be a part of the plan, then we would need to work with them on our side of things to make them a chamber member. So part of this is that they do have to be a chamber member in good standing, which means that their bill has to be paid on time on an annual or quarterly basis. So that's one of those things that if you want to take advantage of that, we would just want to make sure that you have a clear understanding of that would be a part of you gaining access to that great benefit.
Yeah. And I'm curious, like what does a chamber membership cost annually here?
So right now you can start being a chamber member for a very affordable rate at $300. That gives you a lot of great benefits, access to all of our chamber events, a lot of good ways that we as a chamber can kind of, you know, verify and validate your business. We do a lot of, referrals over the phone for folks with that, hosting chamber chats or ribbon cuttings. And just in general, you know, the communication pipeline that we share with our members and making sure that they're aware of updates in our community, in our region, our state, and our nation are very powerful. Plus, it gives you an opportunity as a business to support our efforts on working on things like childcare, workforce, supporting the housing initiatives that are going on in town. Just in general, doing the best job we can to help enhance the quality of life that exists here in Ellis County.
Excellent. And I got to believe, I mean, for some small businesses, that $300 mark, if you get signed up with the insurance, you're going to be saving money in the long run.
Well, exactly. I think if you look at the potential cost savings, it would more than pay for your chamber membership as well. So, and like we said, you can pay quarterly. So $75 a quarter isn't too much to budget.
Yeah, that's what I like to call win-win-win. Everybody's winning on this deal.
Absolutely. The trifecta.
Yep, exactly. Well, all right, Sarah, we got just about a minute left. I know you've got some weekly events that going on that we want to talk about as well. Holy smokes, a lot of weekly events, huh?
Before we do jump to that, I do want to share the Plainwood commenced January 1 of 2023 for the Chamber Blue of Kansas. So that would be kind of an important date to finish that conversation on. But yes, today is our first day of Dale Carnegie for Hayes. Woohoo!
Yeah, we've been talking about this for a while. Very exciting.
We have 17 folks who signed up to take the class this year. So they're going to be at Thirsty's for today, next week, Tuesday, and the following Tuesday, learning so many wonderful things. So we look forward to sharing some information about that in our newsletter. And then June 9th, we'll have our HYP Networking and Engagement Committee meeting. That will be at the Welcome Center at Vine Street at 12:05 p.m. And then Thursday as well. It's been such a long time coming. We're excited to be with our friends at Golden Belt Bank. They're celebrating their ribbon cutting for the renovation that seems to have really taken all of COVID. So we are excited to be in the space with them to celebrate with them. Please do join us for that. That'll be at 4 o'clock at 1101 East 27th Street. And then our HYP Advisory Council is also meeting that evening at 5:15 at the Welcome Center as well. And then Friday, we are excited to kick things off with our chamber chat. We have a different location that was originally put in our newsletter and on the calendar. So please join us at Brian Reuter Agency, American Family Insurance at 1601 East 27th Street. They are finally moved in. Everything is beautiful and gorgeous. And I think we're going to just celebrate the ribbon cutting of them finally having everything ready and gorgeous there. And then, of course, it'll be a chamber chat. So a good way to learn about other things.